ASU recently announced plans to create an Olympic Village in Tempe. It's part of their 2020 fundraising plan, a $1.5 billion campaign for the university. The show's Lauren Gilger joins us now with more on this. And Lauren, what is the goal?
So remember when Michael Phelps first came to ASU before the Rio Olympics to train?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So ASU wants to do a lot more of that. In fact, they want to become an Olympic training ground for student and professional athletes from around the country. I spoke with Ray Anderson more about this. He's the vice president of university athletics and the athletic director for Arizona State University. And I asked him first to explain exactly what the plans look like for this Olympic Village.
Well, the plan with regard to the Olympic Village is driven by the fact that we want to be the Olympic, essentially, training center and development center. We want to be the place where you can come and know that whether it's golf, tennis, ice hockey, volleyball, et cetera, you can do it in Tempe. So the Olympic Village concept is to upgrade our facilities, pretty much cloistered on the east side of Rural Road, and have a combination of facilities that will be Olympic-based, wrestling, gymnastics, softball, et cetera, but do it with a intentional strategic design so that access and accommodations for Olympic-related sports will be front of mind, and we will be a place that, by design, attracts Olympic folks, not just within Sun Devil Athletics, but with the national governing bodies and United States Olympic Committee, Intercollegiate Tennis Association, et cetera, to make a place where everybody knows everyone is welcome to pursue Olympic sport development and training.
All right. What does this mean specifically for ASU student athletes?
Well, what it means is that you're going to be having facilities that are upgraded, not just for yourself, but you're also going to be in an environment where hopefully some of the countries and even the world's greatest at any particular Olympic sport could be training side by side or at least in and around the same facilities. And so the culture and the environment and the competitive first-class elite training nature of the place will hopefully mean something positive to their own development.
Are there any concerns on campus about having all of the athletes kind of congregated in one spot? Are you sort of separating them from the rest of the student community?
Not necessarily, because this will also be open to the student community in terms of certainly being able to come over and utilize the facilities as well. We have a theory here and a philosophy here that we want all of our facilities at some point to have time allocated for public use, student use, et cetera. So hopefully it will be a magnet for folks in all regards.
So how do you think people like Michael Phelps and Bob Bowman coming to Tempe for sports kind of affected this? Is this the model for what you're hoping could happen in the future?
Well, I certainly think it's something that serves to show that, in fact, it's a great model for folks to emulate. When you get Bob Bowman and Michael Phelps and numerous Olympians coming here to train, and they really tout the environment and the ability to train outside, even in January when it's cold everywhere else, as a real plus, I think folks training in all the other sports will see that same advantage.
Right. And what do you think this could replace eventually some of the older and other Olympic villages in the West in general, like in Salt Lake City or L.A.?
Well, you know, I can't speculate how it would affect Salt Lake City or L.A. What we want to do is have incremental value in terms of an Olympic training site here in the Southwest. So we don't really think it's going to have a competitive or negative impact on anybody else's training grounds.
Do you think this puts Tempe and ASU in a spot to host more Olympic-level events in the future?
Absolutely, and that is would be the goal, to be able to attract not just Olympic-level events, but NCAA and other governing body type events here of all variety. It puts us in play much more consistently at the elite level. That is part of the strategy.
All right. Ray Anderson is the vice president of university athletics and the athletic director for Arizona State University. Ray, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure, Lauren. See you.